debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. And trust me, I think I need one. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped's products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to manscaped.com and using Bubba as your promo code for 20% off and free shipping. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all the hair in the sink. The titanium-coated T-blade is tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. Don't forget about the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember that your beard hair is different. It's more coarse, it's easier to damage than the hair on your head. Cap the kit off with some beard balm. The Pro Beard Kit comes with three free gifts, plus a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use promo code Bubba. Manscaped Beard Hedger. One stroke, one guard, 20 lengths. Blitzy can tell us when we're speeded up. He's been yelling speed all day. I think he's been recording since about 10:05, driving me fucking insane. And it's not even really, and by the way, welcome to the most exclusive thing that we collectively do. And that is our every Monday exclusive podcast show with all of us except Dan right here. Thank you for being a daily downloader or a Monday downloader or whatever the fuck downloader you are. Thank you for finding the show. Thank you, thank you. I think we're approaching, what, 4 or 5 million downloads? Something like that? Thank you. And this is like a hobby. This is like our 13th, you know, show of the week or something. Like we just do shows like a bunch of, we're show sluts, what we are.
All this week, too.
I don't know that other, do other terrestrial radio people, like, slice it three ways? I know that they do. I don't know that they do a regular radio show and then they do an after show uncensored with mass distribution in big numbers and then an occasionally a podcast. Well, I don't know that anybody has our template. Blitz, you would know more of that than I
know. I mean,
they
attempt to.
Oh, they try to, but they just don't, they're not making no money at it, so then they quit. And so Blitz, like my you were like fucking with me. I went to the pantry. Anna found me some pretzels. I kind of cleared off the old recliner in there. And I was just,
vibing.
I was having a great time.
Like old times.
All the employees were coming, paying their respects. Then Rhett went out and got high and smelled horrible. We made him spray down. Oh, shit. You know, Anna likes going to the pantry because she can just look for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always pushing this fucking stupid ass vegan beef jerky. How about you want this, Bubs? No. 15 minutes later. Hey, you think you might want to try this? No. 5 minutes later. Hey, have you ever thought about maybe having some of this type of stuff? No. How about this, Bubs?
Well, what kind of snacks would you want in there?
Oh, I think we're okay on snacks. I think we're fine on snacks. Oh. I don't want any fucking vegan beef jerky.
No, those oatmeal.
Because the only thing we have right now are our pretzels.
That's fine. Pretzels, cheese nuts. We'll get some more one of these days. Maybe.
There's oatmeal pies.
Well, that's
though.
What I was asking. What would you like?
Oh, no oatmeal pies.
Oh, come on, those are
why
so
not?
Good,
those are good for your diet. They're healthy. It's oatmeal.
Shut the fuck up. Tell me what's good for my diet. Have you seen me? Say what's good for my diet. Why are my mouth shut for fucking 6 months? That would be good. Shit. Didn't I, back in the day, that was one of the ways that they would, like, before they had stomach stapling and all, you know, all the, they have all kinds of different ways they can do it now. But, like, back in the day, I think they literally would wire your mouth shut.
I thought you were going to get on the O'Reilly's.
Ozempic.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Meow.
No, but Blitz, back in the day, I think if you're real fucking fat, they would wire your mouth shut and then just give you a little hole.
I heard about that. I don't know how true it is.
Hey, Alexa, did they used to wire your mouth shut for weight loss?
From interviewarea.com. There was a period in the 1970s and 1980s when doctors wired shut the jaws of people for up to a year to help them lose weight.
Yeah. Am I not right?
Yeah, yeah.
They would wire your mouth shut on it, and then they would have like just this like little hole that you could put like a little straw through, and then and you couldn't even eat like a McDonald's shake or something. It had to be like a protein. Mm-hmm. It was like their protein, a proprietary yippee-o shit.
I mean, if you have enough body fat, if you're just given like water and essential like vitamins and minerals, you could probably survive for about a year. I mean, depending on how much like fat you have to lose. Not you, but just like people who are morbidly overweight.
Yeah, like me, I can make it like 3 years.
I don't think you're morbidly overweight. No, you're not morbidly overweight.
It'd be like almost like if there's a graft on what your BMI number is as to how long you could survive without, you know, like there has to be some type of correlation, you know, how fat you are.
Well, in terms of like your fat reserves, each pound of fat or a gram or ounce or however they measure it, it equates to a certain amount of energy because that's what fat is. It's stored energy. So
they could take about, you
they
know,
could
they
probably
could somehow,
calculate. But again, there's so many other variables at play.
Yeah, you know, like having water is, you know, being able.
You can't do water-free anything. You
most people
water.
Die. Then people on islands and stuff usually don't die of lack of it. They die of dehydration
first. That hits first before starvation.
Exactly. So if you could keep hydrated,
that's what I'm saying, and have the essential like electrolytes and stuff like salt, then you could probably survive for quite some time.
They should do real Survivor Island where they put really fat fucking people on an island.
Isn't that the Biggest Loser?
No. They put
Big Fat Loser, that's what my dad calls it.
No. It's called fat, you know, I'm fucking fat, so fat that I can live off my own fat island.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking fat that I can live off my own fat island. Mm-hmm. And they determine, you know, Anna, like what type of electrolytes and what type of water you need, like, you know, to keep your body alive, you mm-hmm. know. And so they give you these drinks you drink in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's just straight. Just the bare minimum of the salts and the magnesium, like, you know, your vitamins.
Yeah, electrolytes.
Yeah, just everything that your body needs, but it's in a, you know, like a, in a, in a, in a, like a great, a Gatorade concentration. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brondo, we'll call it.
It's Brondo. And you eat it, you drink it,
mm-hmm.
and then you see who can last the longest on how fat they are.
According to Healthline, it says, with water only, if your BMI is over 18.5%, you could live up to 2 to 3 months.
Damn.
All right, so that's if you bought BMI at 18.
18.5.
And 18 is not that much.
No, it's not. No. Like, Lummy, you're probably rolling around 25.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm probably rolling around 45. For real.
No.
BMI is a stupid.
BMI is really, really
strict. It's just height and weight. It doesn't take into account anything else, which is dumb.
Yeah, you have a lot of muscle, Bubba.
You could
have a BMI of like 30 and be just like a CrossFit athlete, but you're just short and stout. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
All right, so call me 5'10". You know, I'm a 50s.
Don't lie.
No. You can call me 5'9"?
No, you've said you're 5'9" before.
All right, so call me 5'9".
All right.
What should my BMI be?
I'm getting the calculator out. What do you add again? You said 3, huh?
You're 292?
No. A very heavy 298. Not feeling so great.
Oh.
A very heavy 298. Not feeling so fucking great.
So currently,
not going to lie to
44.
You.
Yeah,
you're 44 and your normal should be, you should be between 125 and 169.
So 170.
Yeah.
Me at 170.
No IQ.
125 seems insane, though.
But hold on. That's me. Dan weighs 170.
So he's normal.
No, no. So what I'm saying is, like, you know, I'm supposed to be as skinny as Dan. Yeah. Can you even imagine me as skinny?
No.
Like,
no.
No.
Yeah. Look weird.
I would look gaunt. I'd look fucking sick. They'd be like, hey, man, Jeremy Bubby's got AIDS. They would, like, full AIDS me out, too. Even if I got on the best health kick ever and got into, you know, they'd AIDS me.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't say, hey, Bubba's ran 10 miles a day and he's been on an extensive diet. Yeah. No, it would be Bubba's got AIDS.
Brother.
And fucking all those whores.
Yeah, they'd report on that one.
Oh, no, oh, Bubba.
Fox 13, first thing out. Bubba loves French AIDS.
Oh,
so
no.
how long can I live with a BMI of 44 with a proper...
The rest of the decade?
Well, I mean, if a guy, if a BMI of 18.5 will get you 3 months... What does a BMI of... Let me...
I'm doing it right now.
What's how long can a fat fuck...
Yeah, you're good until 2025.
I mean, we'll at least change presidents before I die.
It looks like it's saying in between... Well, are you doing cardio at least 30 minutes a day?
What the fuck? Yeah,
he's
I'm on
starving himself.
I'm
on, he has to do cardio.
I'm on an island. I'm like, I run laps around the fucking island, too. I mean, I'm already, all I got's water and electrolytes, and now I got to
fucking...
Hey, guys,
I'm just jogging.
Now I got to run around the goddamn island, too, as if I'm not miserable enough not being able to eat nothing.
Let me jog for me.
It says between...
What are you saying?
It's just between 3 and 4 months, depending on what kind of physical activity that
sounds
you're
like
doing.
Everybody's 3 or 4 months.
Well, the first one was 2 to 3 months, but 44, it says between right. 3 to 4 months.
So I'm this much fatter than Anna, and Anna can live 2 months, and I can live 4. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of that 2 months,
she's getting
you're
bones.
Basically dead.
Yeah. I mean, really? It's not good. Mm-mm. Dude, I dropped so much weight even just fasting for 45 hours.
Like how much?
Well, to be honest, I don't exactly know because I didn't weigh myself before I started, and I exercised. So again, it's all water weight mostly, but it dropped a lot and quick.
Is this recently?
Yeah, I did this 2 weeks ago. Remember?
It was the 45-hour fast.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds? 9?
Again, I don't exactly know because I didn't weigh myself at the start, but I mean, I lost like 3 pounds after like one workout, and it was just dropping really low. So I was like, maybe I should stop.
But when you go, you don't probably poop much, do you?
Oh yeah, you shit.
So fasting promotes shitting?
Well, here's the thing: like I think your colon like sheds itself anyway. So even when you're not eating, even if it's a few days, you're still shitting.
Lemme, I heard your colon shedding.
No, it's shedding. All right.
I heard it sheds when the Latin Whoppers fucking administered.
That's why. That's
I
why I maintain my weight.
Oh, no. So hold on, Anna. You're saying your colon shed.
I remember someone who was in med school told me that. I need to look it up again. But I remember I talked to this guy who went to enema camp, and he said that there was still.
Hold on. What?
Well, I called it enema camp.
He was this
guy from the UK. His name was Eon, and me and my friends met him on like a Thai island, and he told us about this resort where all you would do is do yoga, drink tea, and get enemas every day. And he said, and you don't eat anything for 7 days. And he said, even on the seventh day, there was still shit coming out of the enema.
You sounded awesome. You sounded riveted by it, too.
I was like, yeah. I gotta go to enema camp, guys. That
no,
sounds amazing.
Fucking way. You can't
just meditate,
you
do
can't...
yoga, drink tea, and just get shit pulled out of you. Sounds amazing. On a beautiful Thai island.
It sounds amazing for like maybe 4 or 5 hours, but I can't see it. I'm making a whole fucking vacation of it.
Yeah, it looks
enema
awesome.
Enema camp. I can't think of anything dumber. How about root canal camp?
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Enema camp. And you get different flavors. I guess you could.
I want some. How about a T-bone and some mashed potatoes?
Let me see if I can find this place.
Right, Lummy?
I've dreamed about it.
There comes a point. Blitz, even when you're hardcore dieting, there comes a point where you got to have, like, you know, you like meat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right? I mean,
I want to know how you taste the flavors.
I know. That's what I asked him because he's like, oh, yeah, you can get different flavors. I'm like, what does that mean? They put it in your ass.
Hold on. So you only eat with what they put up your ass?
Oh, no. He would get like a coffee enema and like a chamomile enema. And I didn't understand because I'm like, how do you taste with your butthole? So
are they saying like coffee,
again? He was telling us the story, and I'm just like,
enemas clean you out better than just like a soap and a water.
Definitely, yes.
Oh, and what's the difference between a colima and an enema? I don't know.
I don't know.
Is where they just kind of flush out.
But what's a colima?
It's where it gets up in. Like,
hold on.
I think
an enema is like the tip, and then a colima is like up in real plumbing.
And I think you hold you hold it into your colon. You hold the water in there longer.
Oh shit!
And it percolates like a washing machine.
Yeah. With additives such as coffee, garlic, spirulina, it's vitamin C. Yeah, this is what this guy was talking about.
I'm going to get a fucking kerosene.
I'm going to enema camp.
I'm going to get a full-blown kerosene enema just to really Agent Orange out everything. Man, I'll be clean as fuck.
Bubba, you never had an enema?
Yeah, I've had an enema like when I was trying to lose weight for wrestling.
Yeah.
And when I've been a couple times I've been super constipated, but I can't see if you know what? You're setting me up for my enema story, aren't you?
I don't know.
Are you being honest? Are you being
honest? Well, I've had an enema, Bubba, but yes, I know your enema story. So possibly I was. You know.
So
you've been on the wrong side of an enema.
No, hold
on.
No, he knows that my arms are too short in order to give myself an enema, and he knows that because he's referencing me talking about something a while back.
Did you buy an enema robot?
No, I just have to get a little longer stick. I get the longest applicator they make so that I can get like rough it in. I don't take it all, but I can at least get it started with just the tip. Yeah, I see. Blitz, on a normal enema, I can't get the tip. My arms aren't long enough. Thanks, Lummy, for making me look stupid.
I can't get myself an enema. You and I both have had enemas, so I just,
I've never had one. I want one.
You never had an enema?
No.
Have Blitz give you one.
What?
Well, no, that's what
I don't think that's
do.
Really going to help the romance.
It's not. You don't shit on him.
You put a towel over your backside.
I don't want to shit on him.
Here, go get chimichangas first.
Here's what you do. This is how couples do it. This is how couples help each other with enemas. You want me? Can I give you the fucking proper etiquette?
No.
We can do an enema 69.
Here you go. All right. So. First of all, you go to the actual bathroom. No,
first of all, you go to your own house.
First of all, you hope Reagan's gone for the weekend and you're in the place.
Yeah.
Then you lay on the bathroom floor on your left side and you bring your knees up to like your boobies.
Yeah.
And then Blitz inserts the enema into your asshole. Mm-hmm. And he empties the soapy mixture fluid into your butt, he empties it, and he gently pulls it out, and then you sit there and you can feel your stomach gurgling, gurgling, and you hold it.
Yep.
And you hold it as long as you can, because it starts gurgling away up into your upper intestines or lower intestines. It's going in there, and it's going in, irritating it and loosening it and everything all up.
Right.
And then you get to your knees, and then immediately sit on the toilet, and then it's usually Katie bar to fucking door.
Have you had it done professionally, Bubba?
You know the answer to that, too, and you know there's a story behind that. Do you know that there's a story behind that?
Yes, I just wanted, you know, you and I have had it professionally
done. Oh, you
are
a fucking setup guy, aren't you?
I just was trying to help Anna, you know.
Understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When I was dating Rebecca, she said, hey, there's this fucking enema place. And she had rheumatoid arthritis, early rheumatoid arthritis. So she was always trying to come up with the secret formula of how to make herself feel better.
Right.
You know, she'd been to a rheumatologist and they're like, sometimes enemas help. So she was trying to homeopathically.
Right.
So she was on this enema kick for a little bit.
Yeah.
Somebody had convinced her that enemas were good for rheumatoid arthritis. So she tells me.
Blitz, the toxics out.
Blitz, you know that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Do you know that industrial park as you're going on 275 just before you hit the Howard Franklin on your right hand side? And like there's FedEx back there. And there's like to the right, like almost where they were going to put. The Ray Stadium.
Yeah, the Toyland, they call it.
Yeah, but before that, there's an industrial park back there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where this fucking enema place was, right? So she's like, it's a woman, and she does it out of her own little office,
and everything. And I'm like, okay. So she's like, you know, I figured we would get them, like, I'd get one, then you would get one. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I want one. And she's like, yeah, you know, it cleans out all the parasites and
all the toxins.
All the toxins, yeah. And, you know, all this bullshit. And they got this, the tube is clear so you can see what's floating out of your ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So, on, yeah, like, so
that's,
on.
That's my jam.
So the tube comes out of your ass and then it goes through, like, yeah. you look at the wall and it goes through this machine and it's got a clear, you know, tube on it that shows you the shit floating out of your, floating out of your shit.
You believe it when you're watching it too. You're like, wow, that's really helping me.
I don't know if they have some shit stored somewhere they pipe in there. I mean, Blitz, I think they have a lettuce fucking.
Yeah, some corns hanging out.
I think I got corn and lettuce combination that on the other side of the wall that just kind of feeds it in, into right. the deal. So I go there and Rebecca goes first and hers works perfectly and she feels so much better and everything like that. So the woman says, okay, Bubba, come on in. You're next. And it takes like 35, 40 minutes or something. So I was outside. I don't even think you could play on your phone back then. This is like 2000.
How much did you weigh at that point?
I don't know, Lummy. No. Why is it always how much do I fucking weigh?
I was curious when you walked in there.
No, I was probably 300 right there. About the same
it's
as I am
sweet
now.
Spot.
Yeah. That's kind of like where I've been rolling around Tampa the most ish. Mm-hmm. So I've been drastically fatter and I've been drastically, I've been 52 pounds lighter. So I go there and you have to take your pants off and you put this little gown on and you're just your ass hanging out. It's all it is. And you lay on your left side and then they take this little thing. It's about the size of, I don't know, maybe a pin.
Yeah.
And they stick it in your ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, well, I kept spitting it out. She's like, Mr. Clem, you have to relax.
Yeah, you have to relax your backside.
And I'm like, now each one of us right now can pinch your butthole.
Yep.
You know, your sphincter, if you will.
Yeah.
Your taint. You know, you can. It's called a
Gooch.
A Kegel. You know, as you're Kegeling, yep. Men can Kegel too. Women Kegel
women Kegel. You have pelvic floor muscles too.
Yeah, women can. They mostly Kegel for their pussies.
Yeah, you bitches ain't special.
And us guys, we Kegel for our assholes.
Right.
So.
Because it might be wired out. Like,
And so here's the deal. Like, our assholes are probably stronger than yours. Because when you Kegel, you're Kegeling pretty much your pussy. Or can you Kegel both, your pussy and your asshole?
I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm just squeezing everything.
I know, but like,
it's kind of all connected.
Right,
you know?
It is. So which means you might have 50% the power of your asshole. See,
50% plus 50% butthole.
All of our keg goes right to our asshole.
Right.
Half of your keg goes to your pussy.
Right.
So I'm just saying. So we have really strong assholes. So this girl goes, this woman goes to stick it in and I spit it out again. She's like, Mr. Clem, you have to relax. I'm like, I'm trying to relax. She's like,
don't put it in my mouth.
So she says, take a deep breath, and then I'm going to administer it, and then try to not spit it out. Try to clamp it. I'm like,
yeah,
okay. So she does it. I spit it out again. I finally go, fuck it. I don't want to do this. I do not.
You gotta call me daddy.
I don't want to do this. So that's my one enema. I gave myself enemas as a kid when I was wrestling and trying to lose a little bit of weight, but I've not.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's terrible.
Oh, I know. It was. I mean, it would be, it's horrible.
But he made weight, though, so.
Make yourself puke, you know, do all kinds.
Sauna suit
inside of a sauna. Just fucking sitting in front of a wood stove.
Not healthy.
Jumping rope. You know, spitting in a cup, just every little time, spit.
Poor boomer.
Make yourself puke, put your finger down your throat.
Suppositories?
No, I never did suppositories. They feel too greasy. I did it once, and I just don't. I'd rather do an enema than a suppository.
Really?
Yeah, because it stays in your ass.
Oh.
You know, I don't like
it. Tastes different.
I don't like something to stay in my ass.
You eventually shit it out.
It's melting up there and everything.
Yeah, it's percolating.
Nobody likes to melt stuff in your ass.
Really?
I wonder if there's a fetish about melting things in your ass. Like
sure
you put a candy
is.
Bar in there,
mm-hmm.
You put like a Tootsie Roll in there.
I mean, could you really tell if it came out?
You put a fucking couple M&M's in there.
There you go. Something with some
peanut?
Color.
no peanut, because then the peanuts might hurt, you know, might cause some problems.
Melts in your mouth, not your ass.
Melts in your ass, not your mouth.
I like it. Anyways, well, I want to get an enema.
Are you really good, like one of these pro enemas where you can see the shit floating out?
Fuck yeah, I want the payoff, obviously. I would love to get an enema. I'm into all that stuff.
You probably don't have...
You probably don't.
No, you probably don't. You don't eat meat. So that
doesn't mean I don't have stuff in there.
I think everything but meat is kind of fibristic and doesn't really stay in your colon I think the most problem food for your colon is meat.
Probably
yeah, and
meat.
The lady will tell you too, because it produces a lot of bacteria, which is not good for
meat.
Your colon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's, so Anna, you being a you being whatever you are.
It depends on the bacteria.
Yeah, but the lady would probably say you have a healthy.
Yeah, I have a high variety of flora and fauna, the gut microbiome.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Your mm-hmm. gut's good, bitch.
Oh yeah, it's really good. I'm very regular.
Now,
I'm never constipated. Knock on all the woods.
I think these pro enemas are like $150.
Should we do it together?
No, it's just you trying to get me to pay for it. No, oh. I'm not doing it. I know your fucking tactics. Get the fuck out of here. I'm trying to get that bullshit.
I'm going to get a sponsor.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, no. Fuck no. I wouldn't do it with Rebecca, a girl I was dating, and I wouldn't certainly do it with my fucking coworker that's only using me for my money. She could care less whether I get the enema or not. She just wants hers for free.
Yeah.
She wants hers for free. How about you and your boyfriend doing? Yeah, that's that right
can
there.
That could be a good date.
Good. I'm good.
I want to do it. It sounds fun.
Let me send me the video on like pro enema. You know, like a pro enema that we can show Anna the process.
Oh, like getting it done?
Yeah, like, you know, Anna needs, you probably have never seen this, have you, Anna?
No, I have not.
I mean, you know, have you ever given yourself an enema with regards to, like, just the kind you buy
it? No, I've never had one or anything, but I've seen how they do it at, like, a pro place with a tube. You can see the shit flowing through it.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
If I'm high and dry looking for one of those, right?
I'm sorry, I was trying to. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Some of them are like they
trying to get your bone down.
Enema.
Yeah, and also there's a couple. Ask if I was over 18. I'd look at a couple of them. So I.
Ooh yeah.
A what now? What were you saying?
Oh, over 18. Like there were some.
Oh,
weird
it's
stuff
a dummy.
Over 18. Over 18. What?
Yeah. Well, there's like professional ones that. I don't think it. You know, two
that
dudes
dummy's
gonna
get violated.
Oh, Rhett said he's gonna go get that shit done immediately.
Oh. Oh, this is on out.
Is that
this
the Kusha?
No, hold on. Why do I have to have this one? Why can't I have a real person? Do you not?
Red says he wants that one.
Don't you know that we're on fucking we're on podcasting? Like Lummy, we can be visually people. Like, why? I don't want Lakeisha giving it to a fucking mannequin.
Why not?
No, Lummy.
What do you want?
Well, because I have my safe search offers.
You'll need a connecting device.
Water
soluble lubricant.
I'm really trying. There's gotta be a human beings doing this.
We're going to do. We are going
is
to
Brett jacking off.
Yeah.
Measure the catheter and mark it to give you an idea of how far to insert this red rubber catheter.
Yeah, not very fucking far. When my asshole is fucking fighting it, I was just fucking fighting it and
you're fucking clenched.
Yeah.
Clenched clam.
Clenched clam. Here we go. Let me. This is Anna. Anna, just so that you know potentially what you might be wanting, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, washing hands. Hey, big fan already.
Right, here we go.
Note the patient's name, the type of enema ordered, and the time of administration. Compare the record against the label on the enema solution or package. If the enema is...
Not the most flattering pose for this poor woman?
No.
Here, Bubba, this is a better one. They get right to it.
Yeah, we just want the action.
Yeah, this is the better, you know.
That's pretty good action right there.
Oh my goodness.
Rhett's jerking. He's already lost it.
Rhett.
He came twice.
Rhett's coming.
Hi, good morning, Ms. Farr. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Now, hold on. Is this a fucking soap opera? Or is this General Hospital?
The days of our enemas.
Or is this a fucking enema in structural...
I am
nurse today.
Okay.
I'm here to.
Is this a porno? What is this?
I don't know.
Is it 80s porno?
I don't know. But she's going to give you the high spot right here. Everybody, quiet. Listen.
Today.
Okay.
I'm here to give you anima.
Okay, I know.
To administer a cleansing enema,
Grandma ain't happy about it. She's like, "Oh fuck!"
Just provide privacy by closing the bedside curtain.
Oh,
thank
God!
This is how they teach nurses.
If you want to get to it, it's at 2:20.
Yes. No, I don't want to get to. I want to get down to the floor.
Skip ahead.
Lower the head of the bed.
Oh, this is so stupid.
2:24.
Oh man, this isn't the fucking way
and
I thought it was.
Then raise the bed to a height that's comfortable.
Oh, first of all, the bed be bogging down for me. If the fucking patient's too fat, where the bed will not.
Cover her with the bath blanket and pull the top linens to the foot of the bed.
Okay, good.
Oh. You want to see grandma? Hey, think we're gonna see grandma's coochie?
Oh, you see something?
I can't wait.
Hold on, okay. This old fucking bag. They're gonna have to show her asshole. You know they are.
Yeah, they.
Lovey's already seen the high spot.
Turn to your left side for me, please.
See, left side. It's always. I knew. Blitz, did I not know? Left side. I've had a.
Patient turn onto her left side with her right knee bent. Assist her as needed.
Right. So they get right in that asshole. Yeah. Until they had me and I was freaking out.
Yeah, after donning gloves and lowering the side rail nearest you, place a waterproof pad under her hips and buttocks. Ask the patient to lift her hips if she is able, and tuck the pad under her.
Can you lift your hips a bit for me?
I'll try.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Lift that ass.
A little bit more.
There you go.
Here it comes.
Expose only the rectal area, and make sure you can clearly visualize the anus. Now separate the...
Now, hold on. Now, here's the deal. So, picture me in this warehouse.
Okay.
What this bitch doing this to me? I mean, and Becky already had it's like, oh my, as soon as she came out, she's like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I'm thinking I'm missing out. Like, I got to get it done.
The patient's buttocks and inspect the perianal area for abnormalities, such as hemorrhoids, anal fissures, and rectal prolapse. Position a commode or a bedpan for easy access.
Or if
the patient will use the toilet, make sure that it's available and that her slippers and robe are handy. To administer a commercially prepared enema, remove the plastic cap from its tip.
This is one they bought at Walmart.
Yeah.
If the tip is not
clean, this is literally the kind. Like, this Blitz isn't the machine kind.
No.
This is just the kind you could buy at CVS kind.
Yep.
They're just showing you how to do it.
Get it enough. Apply more water-soluble gel. Jesus.
Yeah, put more fucking lube on it. Look at that. Because that's going right in your asshole.
That nursing students have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you have the warehouse.
The warehouse did have an industrial size fucking deal.
Okay, here we go for the high spot.
Is she hot?
This woman here, grandma's ass? Oh my God, looks like my
After
ass.
After expelling any air from the enema container, separate
hold
the
on,
patient's
hold on, you
buttocks.
Missed it. You gotta expel air from the anal container.
Yeah. So you don't get air in your asshole. Blow up your asshole.
And locate the rectum. Have her relax by breathing out slowly through her mouth.
Oh, Lord.
Then gently insert its tip into the anal canal, angling toward the umbilicus. Adjust the insertion depth based on the patient's age.
See, it's not like...
For an adult or adolescent, insert it 3 to 4 inches. For a child, insert it 2 to 3 inches. For an infant, insert it 1 to 1.5 inches. For any patient, do not force the tip if you feel resistance.
Mommy, you need to tell Ashley that. Quit forcing the tip.
Continuously squeeze the container until all the solution has entered the rectum.
There's no resistance. It's more accommodation.
Then place toilet tissue around the tube at the anus and gently withdraw.
Oh, nice.
Oh, here, Bubba, this is the machine that you probably saw that I saw, too.
Hold on.
This is
when
just the
enema
machine,
and
though.
Hold on. Hold on here.
Oh, man.
Hello, I'm Shannon Eldridge, owner and founder of Zen Cleanse. In this video, I'm going to...
See right there. That's that machine.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Somebody call me on the warm... Zen Cleanse. I'm getting ready to start a new franchise. Ask Ashley if you guys could take your life savings and invest in this Klim
like
Cleanse.
This is like the one I've seen before.
Yeah, this is the one that I did.
Yeah, that's what they had on the side of the wall.
This is the one I did. You watch it come out.
Klim Cleanse.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this.
In this video, I'm going to show you.
Anna's going to just absolutely come from an enema. Knowing all that shit's getting out, like that's totally going to turn you on.
Probably.
The third colonic in a series of three. It is highly recommended that the average person gets at least three treatments to achieve the maximum benefits.
Yeah, see, that's a colonic, not an enema.
Oh, see that turd popping by?
There's a turd.
And breathe. There we go. A little gas was blocking it up.
Oh, look at that.
That's the key. All right, okay.
On your grandma party.
I want to see one that just got done eating a T-bone two nights before that.
Well, this one does get a little brown.
Left side. And
oh!
Now that's a lot of hard little pieces. And good, you see that big push? That was great.
Is she like...
She's massaging her stomach.
Perfect, good. Now look at
that.
Man, they got themselves a fucking vein going.
Bitch had a 2x4 in her ass.
She had a shit 2x4.
You know, a few hours later.
Oh my God.
That really goes to show you that our systems aren't as efficient as we would like to think they are. This is all from yesterday. And yet you still had a movement. So this is a huge amount. That's excellent.
And
I don't know if you could see it on the camera, but it's...
No. I swear to God, I've been to one of these things, and I can't keep the fucking tube in, so I'm out. You guys can go do your own professional hydro sand, Klim Cleanse, all you want.
Klim Cleanse?
It's pretty thick.
Pretty
thick. So you're getting rid of some major toxins.
Detoxins.
And some...
Oh, my God.
In there. Now I'm seeing the peanuts that you had. And that was really excellent.
That was, see those really you had,
Bubba? And that was really excellent.
Here you go.
In there. Now I'm seeing the peanuts that you had.
Before I go there, Blitz, I'd eat a half a can of cashews just to really, corn. I'd eat as much shit. You know, that you can see when you shit. Peanuts, corn.
That was really excellent.
A bunch of beets.
So we're about halfway through.
Halfway?
We're going to do a lot more of that for the next 20 minutes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I don't know. Would be rubbing
with a colonic. They have a constant flow.
Yeah,
it's like it flows in and then it stops and then releases
and
then flows
only halfway,
back in.
Chances are you won't have a bowel movement tomorrow if you've really cut down on your portions of food. So don't worry. It takes a while for everything to move down and come out again.
Because you're technically getting all the stuck stuff off your colon.
Yeah. Right.
So you're just getting the stuff that's
I like the idea of it.
Fabulous. That's what we want to see.
Look at that.
So
at that
as
shit.
You can tell, last time we didn't get quite this much.
No.
That's because you've modified your diet with using the recommendations that I've mentioned and taking the fiber blend. It really loosens everything up.
Right.
Oh, I'd love to see Bubba's with your fiber shit.
Really helps out a lot.
Good.
They wouldn't get nothing out of me. I have such great shits. I had a great shit this morning. I got colon cleansing type shits, you know, because I take my poop pills, my colon blows, you know, with psyllium husk and senna and all that shit. Oh, I shit. Psyllium husk and senna, S-I-E-N-N-A. And psyllium husk and all kinds of whatever this special ingredient proprietary mix. Ooh. It's called Super Colon Cleanse, is what I use. I get them on Amazon.
Whoa.
Are they getting ready for
Okay, we're releasing. Look at that. That's Jesus. Really spectacular. That's really, really a lot. That was great.
Excellent.
Really good.
You got to have fucking a coach
really
through this shit.
Putting
that
over.
Was a lot. And you see how it came out fast? That's because that's because your colon is getting stronger. So it's really pushing.
Man, I can only imagine how strong. I mean, your colon could snap a nail in half, Lummy.
I'm on it.
That's what we want. That's a really healthy, strong colon. And a lot of times people's colons are sluggish because they're using their abs to go.
Lummy. I got a sluggish. I went to the doctor. He said I had a sluggish colon.
You've been using your abs.
Ready? All right. And breathe in through the nose.
Are these all different sessions?
Yeah. These are all different.
Any second now. Yeah, it's just really going great.
Man, it looks like she's eating rocks.
So how much fiber blend are you taking?
I'm taking...
You've increased your dosage?
My dosage to about 2 tablespoons.
Per day?
Per day.
Okay, so you take a tablespoon in the morning and a tablespoon at night.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Perfect.
This bitch has got, I mean, she's all dialed in, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's a successful calling. Oh, back to Dr. Mark. Look at this.
Tensioner prepared. Use a lubricant gel to lubricate the last 2.5 to 3 inches of the tip of the rectal tube.
Poor girl. You know when you hear that, when you hear them slathering.
Poor guy. That looks like a pretty hairy ass.
Lemmy, you know you're in trouble when you hear the doctor fucking, one, when the gloves snap on, and then two, the lube comes out.
The lube starts going all
over. Lube the tube. Oh, no.
Then gently separate the
paper. And then no matter how much they good, how well they clean you, you still got, you know.
You were violated.
Greasy ass all day. Constant reminder that your asshole had been penetrated in a medical type way. It does not like it. Your asshole's real, like, down on itself.
The doctor sticks
the
tube in
and locate the rectum.
Because, yes, say my name.
Instruct him to relax by exhaling slowly through his mouth.
I mean, there's no way to relax when you're in this position as a man. I don't care how fucking zen, how cool in the pocket you are. At this position, man, it's tough for a man to relax, and that is when the guy's just putting the tip of something in your ass.
Mouth.
You're going to feel a little pressure?
A little pressure in my ass.
Gradually insert the tip of the rectal tube into...
See, Anna, so 3 times in a row, I spit it back out when we come to this part right here. I literally spit it back out. She's like, Mr. Clem, stop spitting it out. I'm like, I'm not trying to spit it out. It's just my body's natural
reaction.
Doesn't
like you.
The anal canal, aiming it toward the umbilicus. As you would for a disposable commercial enema, adjust the insertion depth based on the patient's age, but do not force it.
Okay,
mild distension and abdominal cramping are normal. Right, bed in Sims position.
Right. Poor grandma, she's there fucking dead after getting
when
her assholes.
When the patient is ready, help her onto the commode or bedpan, or assist her to the bathroom.
She's gonna shit. She's gonna
You gotta release, you gotta release the water after.
First of all, you think that little thing is gonna fit my ass? You think, hold on, you think this little fucking thing, that's for one of my asses?
Commode or bedpan, or assist her to the bathroom.
How many do you have?
I need two of those, for proper fill.
Bathroom.
One of my asses.
One of my asses. Then what? Oh, well.
Remember to observe the character of the feces and solution. If needed,
this bitch is analyzing the poop.
Well, that's what she's supposed to do.
Assist the patient with washing the anal area with soap and water.
Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. Farr.
Then tell them to put some fucking ice on it like they're Jennifer Flowers.
Wash your fucking butthole, you
look
bag.
At this. Look at this one. Now, Rhett, settle down. Rhett, settle your bone down immediately.
Then gradually insert it into the anal canal, angling it toward the patient.
It's an African-American woman getting an enema.
It's umbilicus. As you would for a prepackaged enema, adjust the insertion depth based on the patient's age, but don't force it. As you hold the tube in place, open the regulating clamp and allow the solution to enter.
Regulators!
Keep the enema container
mount up
at the level of the patient's hips to prevent the solution.
Man, just let it rip, buddy. Stop fucking easing it in. Just go ahead. Let's go ahead and get after it.
Flowing out of the bag too quickly. Gradually raise the container above the anus. For a high enema, raise it 12 to 18
That's
inches, or 30 to 45 centimeters.
You better hang mine to the fucking ceiling, okay?
For a regular enema, raise it 12 inches, or about 30 centimeters. And for a low enema, raise it 3 inches, or 7.5 tube.
Hold on, this
place toilet tissue around the solution for as long as possible.
Hold on, this is a woman?
Explain that mild bloating on the rectal tube
that's
and
not
tip.
That's not the same ass, is it?
It's multiple people.
For either type of enema, explain that mild bloating and abdominal cramping afterward is normal. Ask her to retain the solution for as long as possible while lying on her side in bed. Stay at the bedside. And
this is the most worst part here. This is where sometimes you can release the hounds right here.
When the patient is ready, help her on...
First of all, you think that little rickety-ass turlet's going to fit me? Hell no! Look at that little rickety-ass thing. It's not even a real turlet.
...to the commode or bedpan, or accompany her to the bathroom. Observe the characteristics of the stool and solution. Remind the patient not to flush the toilet before you've had a chance to inspect the character of her stool. If the patient needs your help washing her anal area with soap and water, remember to wear gloves. Next, remove and discard your gloves and perform hand hygiene.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, damn it. I forgot to put gloves on.
Not what, again?
Shit. What, some lunch?
I got poop nucks.
I got poop nucks straight from Madeira Beach.
Oh, thanks, Grandma.
Never mind. But they played this one right after. I thought it was a colonoscopy and the heaviest man in the world. But
it's not.
They did a stomach thing, but they just cleaned it out real quick.
Oh, hold on here. Anna's going to... You know what? Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Lummy?
Yes.
Bye.
Lummy?
I might have sent it for Anna's pleasure.
Lummy? Yes. Don't you understand that there's certain things that make Anna go absolutely insane? Like, she's going to go rape Blitz right now. there's things that just turn her on so bad that she can't control herself. And this is one of them. She right now is just, she is as wet as she's ever been.
Juan Pedro.
It's true.
She's sopping. Her and Blitz are going to have to go in the back shed and break one off. I swear to God, she's going to rape Blitz after the show. Mm-hmm.
32-year-old Juan Pedro Franco weighs in at 590 kilos.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Kilos. Hey, Alexa, how many pounds is 590 kilos?
590 kilograms is about 1,300 pounds.
That's
what's up.
That guy doesn't weigh 1,000 pounds.
I want to see the back of him.
It has to be 500 kilo. 590 is 2.2046
times. I know.
I mean, look at him.
How much? They say 1,000. How much?
Damn.
1,300?
Yeah, 590 times 2.2046.
She said she's what he weighed 494. How many times?
Wait, go back.
046.
Let me see. Hold on here.
Yeah, 1,300 pounds.
Weighs in at 590 kilos.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Oh.
I like that.
Hey,
shit.
Alexa, how many pounds is 590 kilos?
590 kilograms is about 1,300 pounds.
1,300. He's 1,000 more pounds than me.
Oh. Hence the title of the video.
Heaviest man in the world.
Equivalent to the combined weight of 8 average Mexicans. He is officially the world's heaviest man.
He was 300 pounds when he was 12 years old.
Okay.
Look at that tongue.
He was 400 pounds at 20. By the time he was 25, he was about 700 pounds. By 35, he weighed about 975 pounds.
Did they just feed him all day?
No, Bubba.
No, he had to go chase his
marathons.
he has 2 kids.
What?
That guy's fucking.
His wife.
Hold on.
His wife weighs 110 pounds.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Anna's getting more turned on by the minute. Blitz, you're getting raped.
He married a woman named Jeanette Minock in 1978, and they've got 2 kids.
Yeah, and she can't eat any food.
She was 110 pounds.
Nice.
And he fucked her, and they got 2 kids.
He has the world record of the heaviest person alive, and also the world record for the heaviest or the largest weight difference of a married couple.
Hacer nada, no puede caminar, no puede salir tan solo a que le dé el sol, a que le dé el aire.
Juan Pedro has an underactive thyroid gland.
Oh, that's what it is.
You think?
So he lacks sufficient thyroid hormone, which normally turns out...
Better watch out. He'll eat that fucking dog. Watch out for the dog. He's hungry.
...food into energy.
Oh, this is quick,
While he waits for admission to hospital, Juan Pedro has been carefully watched over by his mother, Maria.
Blitz, the thing about it, his walker is like industrial steel. Like galvanized steel.
Por completo. Y yo feliz de estarle haciendo su comida y haciéndole sus baños. Pues como no lo puedo bañar bien, bien como debe de ser, porque ya ve los baños son chicos.
Today, amidst a media circus, doctors are weighing Juan Pedro to ensure that he's lost enough weight to make him fit for surgery.
Yeah, he's getting weight.
Logramos bajarlo de peso. Y estamos hablando.
Hold on, he was 5-something and he's 419 now.
Oh, wow.
He's dropped 170. Okay.
Svelte.
Hold on. Hey, Alexa, how many pounds is 170 kilos?
170 kilograms is about 375 pounds.
So he lost.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much. You want to fuck?
Guess not.
So, Anna, he lost like fucking 300 pounds.
So he's right there.
375.
He's weighing 1,000 pounds.
All right.
He is the, this guy is the 4th heaviest person that they've weighed.
Muchísimo, muchísimo.
All his hard work has paid off. Incredibly, Juan Pedro has lost 170 kilos, almost a third of what he weighed.
He's happy as fuck. He's ready
to
go.
Haircut, new fade.
For real.
Those glasses are screaming, though.
Triplets
are, too.
They are screaming. They are fucking screaming. Those are probably size 9.5s just to get around this fucking fat ass.
Fucking everything is screaming.
Yeah, everything. His ears are screaming.
Car's
his fucking
screaming.
Car. The car. The truck is screaming. The dudes that had to fucking wheel him out are screaming. Anybody that handles this fat fuck is screaming.
6 months ago. Now, weighing in at 419 kilos, he is transported...
You know you're so fat when they have to have a backup ambulance for you? Because you might break the other one down.
Oh, God.
Usually we take one fat ass in an but the bottom line is he may break the axles on this one, so we're going to have a fucking heavy-duty Willie backup.
The hospital by van. with the medical team from Gastric Bypass Mexico.
Yeah, I'm gonna be skinny.
Creo que se abrió una esperanza. Creo que se abrió una puerta.
Truck's barely getting there.
Siento bien porque, pues siento que.
Hey, I'm the fattest fucking guy in the world. Look at me. No pictures, please. I don't flick, bitch. The fattest motherfucker in the world.
Tienen muy bien atendido, lo que hace que baje un poco el temor de todo. Es un poco, o sea, le da uno ánimo para seguir.
They wheel you in.
Whoa.
What?
So he's number four.
Oh, God, what?
Number two is Khalid bin Motion Shari. He weighed 1,340 pounds.
Where is he from?
In Saudi Arabia. In November 2017, he completed his weight loss journey and now weighs 150 pounds.
How much did he start out with?
1,340.
And he weighs 150.
That's what it says. He lost 1,195 pounds.
What do they do with all the skin?
How old is he?
He was born in
After
91.
After a long night.
Here
my God, he's young.
With his parents by his side, Juan Pedro recovers enough to talk.
They get one of those stomach thingies, gastric bypass willies.
Yeah.
No he tenido hambre. La poca que me ha dado lo he saciado con un poquito de líquido.
There will be more procedures to come. But for now, Juan Pedro is delighted with the results and looking forward to the future.
Send him back to SeaWorld.
Did you say send him back to SeaWorld?
Oh, I gotta say this one. This is it's my 2,000 pound
family. SeaWorld called the cops
family.
And wanted to know where they're fucking.
Maramundo!
Where they're fucking. Jesus.
This is my 3,000 pound family, but this guy is.
My 3,000 pound family.
I can't see this fast
this
enough.
Red
send what? It, send it.
My 3,000 pound family?
Says Bubba.
Show me immediately.
My 3,000 pound. How many people are there? Three.
One.
He plays.
Hell yeah! Eddie the Ginger is the best ever.
Blitz, I apologize.
Is this Christmas?
She's gonna take you out back and just fuck the shit out of you. She is so wet right now.
I fucking love this.
A normal day for me.
Oh, Donald.
He is wake up around 12, figure out something I'm going to eat immediately.
Got a blanket or a shirt?
No, he has to take a blanket and stuff under his gut because so it doesn't sweat. Watch.
TV, video games, bed.
What's his name?
It's not
fat fuck.
Casey.
Fat rat.
That's all I know.
See, the thing about it is that person that you think's a hot chick on the other end could be this motherfucker. that are greatest guys. Now, is he so fat that he's got small legs? Or is that
How
just
he
like
sit
he's got like
that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Looks like one of those cushions, those beanbag chairs. I want to just sit
in
on
Georgia,
him.
And all my clothing is restricting and tight, so I just sit in there naked, free as can be.
Fuck
and
yeah!
No one bothers me. Door shut. We're good.
Yep.
Let's play my game.
How to fly.
Let's talk about what you eat.
Oh, if you go to 312, it shows you his lunch.
312 shows you his lunch.
Oh my God!
Hold on here.
Yes. Yes.
Hold on.
More.
Hold on here.
Not get you right order.
Food's got a.
Did you say food's got a lot to do with it?
And I come right back a lot of times in case that's.
Well, I like to eat that McDonald's.
Hold on here.
I mean, see anything you wanted to eat, we were getting.
Oh my God, Nanners, where are you? Nanners, this isn't even a real game. Why are you not just putting these people in?
You should get on Twitch.
And your poor grandpa. And your grandpa. And you're just like, what did I
say? The motherfucker's 24/7 Uber Eats.
Hold on. And Grandpa, Grandpa probably worked all of his life, like as a hard working fucking.
In the coal mine.
Yeah, he's just a hard working Georgia dude, got a little bit of a pension, and you're trying to retire quietly, and he fucking inherits this fat fucking. Grandchild,
Grandpa, don't bring me that McDonald's.
Whose mom and dad fucking done left him off about 15 years ago. You've raised this fat fuck, and every fucking dollar of your pension goes to this fucking unappreciative fat fuck. You can't enjoy your retired life in Georgia with your hot grandma just fucking away. You gotta feed this fat fuck nonstop.
Fuck that, Grandpa, bitch. Stop feeding him.
Listen.
Hand him a carrot. Say here.
Oh my God.
Here, you know what? We're giving you a carrot. You know, hey, listen. What's his name?
Casey.
Casey. There's nothing. You first of all, you can't do Casey anything to us. You're so fucking fat. You can't even get up and chase us. So we got to worry about it. Sit down and shut the fuck up. So
what
the That's fuck all you can do.
What are you gonna do?
Secondly, listen. Blitz and I are gonna be your new handlers, and you get a fucking stalk of carrot.
Yep.
You get a big. You get 10 carrots and 10 pieces of celery a day, along with our special proprietary protein drink to keep you alive.
Yeah, it's called water.
All right. So there you go, buddy. We'll get you down there. Fucking hold on. There.
Okay.
All right. They got your drinks. I don't know.
Let's see what this fat fuck eats. This is lunch. Nice. This lunch.
This is lunch.
Well, which one's
Why
tea?
Video
which one's Dr. Pepper? You have to look in and see. He'll tell me what to get him, and I come right back a lot of times in case that's too much food. But I'll get it for him and bring it to the house.
Why?
Put it right in front of him. He's my son. I love him. I love to make him happy, you know.
Oh, there's the ketchup.
Food's got a lot to do with his happiness, but he's like an addict about food.
You think?
I like how they try to blur out the bag.
He needs to do a food review.
He knows it's McDonald's.
Hold on here.
You did not get your right order.
Are you kidding me?
No, you didn't, because if you ordered yourself a meal, it's not in here.
Well, whatever.
So he's going to eat what potentially could be
his dad's like, I just want one little burger.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker's like, sorry.
This guy's got five fucking different kind of burgers, and the sixth one could be grandpa's. But he's like,
nope,
no, motherfucker, I ordered six. There's supposed to be seven in here. There's one for you.
Your order, so guess what? Nothing for you.
And so grandpa just fucking takes it. So you hear the fat fuck bitch. He's just like, well, okay, listen.
Kidding me.
No, you didn't, because if you ordered yourself a meal, it's not in here.
Whatever.
Here you go. There's your lunch.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't want to call him an enabler, but I mean, sometimes it's really...
Right, oh, that was his fault.
He's making him make gangbang.
Hold on.
Those are my favorite.
Hold on.
I love it.
Hold on. Let's see what he's got here.
Seems and it is. I'm not buying the groceries. I'm not buying the frozen pizzas. I'm not buying the...
Salt.
And he... Hold on. Ew. And he openly fucking... Whoa, he pours on the
There's
salt.
There's someone facilitating the food coming in, and it's not me.
He blames the fucking dad.
He screams at him.
This is the biggest dick ever to live. He's like, listen, man, if I had it my way, I'd be on your Nutrisystem and shit.
But then he screams at his dad.
He's like, my dad fucking brings me this
shit.
You
know, I'm not the one bringing this fucking food in. You know, that's my dad. And so, you know, I'm the fattest fuck in Georgia, and it ain't my fault, you know?
What a dick.
I'll let you know what we're going to do for supper.
Yeah. We have to go rob a bank.
Supper?
Grandma and I got to go fucking rob. We have to go take out a fucking home equity loan on our house to see if we can get you supper, fucker.
Yeah.
You know, he's 34.
But it's tough love, but I'd say, hey, fat fuck, you know what? You're getting what? I mean, your body can live on, you know, 2,000.
You want a fucking Big Mac? Go get it, you fucking fat piece of shit.
Otherwise, you're going to have some carrots, some broccoli, some, right?
Yeah.
We'll give you one tablespoon of peanut butter later for a little treat tonight.
Oh, my God.
4 years old.
Yeah, PD2.
And, you know, he ought to be taking responsibility more than what he's doing.
Well, you too, dude.
Even Casey's fucking
Wait, hold
scared
on.
Of him.
Now it's time to clean up, because you can't walk to the sink.
Sam, the dog's like, man,
Sam
I hope
don't
I don't
give
get
a shit.
Sam's like, I hope I don't get eaten one day, motherfucker.
He's eating dog's food, here. Too.
This is not the other way.
All right. You threw in everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. Food is so much more a part of me than I want it to be.
Oh, we can tell. Quite
I mean,
literally.
It's killing me, but like, it's like a drug. Oh, you don't even God. Notice it.
Whoa! That was like an iceberg. Just a tip.
You don't even notice it. This guy says he doesn't even notice it. Do you not have a mirror or ability to look at yourself?
Now, there are moments afterwards where, like, I've ate so much where I feel sick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind. Yeah,
that was the entire Publix grocery store.
Eating and just going and throwing up in the bathroom. No big deal. It's all coming back out. It didn't affect me.
Not at all.
Just eat, not gain weight.
Oh, hey, that is smart pop, though, okay?
Yeah. Right. Watch his waistline.
But do I want to be
Smart pop's only 50 calories.
No.
What they don't tell you is there's fucking 80 of them in the bag. 80 servings.
He's like, hey, do I want to be I want to be fat for the rest of my life. Listen.
But do I want to be fat forever? No.
That's a poop.
I wish I wasn't in the situation that I'm in.
See, See, that guy would look at me and be like, fuck, if I could just be.
Okay, so like, skinny.
That guy's
so
fucking
skinny.
Hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Skinny mini Bubba over here.
If I walk into a bar with this dude, I mean, I'm Bubba Pitt all day.
Well,
you're
that guy's not walking
me.
Anywhere.
Yeah, he's not walking, so.
But if this guy and I are in the same place, I mean, I'm Bubba Pitt. All the bitches are attacking me.
You know what puts he walks? Yes. It's a bathing in a trough.
Oh my God!
Coldplay.
He literally.
Let me die.
He literally takes a bath in a fucking livestock trough.
That's awesome.
I like it.
I want one of those. And he just uses dish soap. What the fuck, man? Don't use.
Not good for your ginger skin. Oh my God!
I mean, but his skin's so goddamn rhino that it's—I mean, a dish soap would be fine. Blitz, hey Blitz, the softness of the skin is the least of our worries at this point. Actually, it might be the only thing that's tough enough to get through all the fucking sweat and gunk this guy has laying around. Think about how much fucking gunk is through all this
smegma.
Oh yeah, imagine his belly button cheese.
Because I cannot physically
take it
bathe
off.
In a sit-down bathtub.
Nice lap.
Or stand-up shower area.
You only need 1 inch of water. It's gonna go. Oh shit! I didn't.
I'm just gonna sit in my room.
Hell
and
yeah!
That's gonna be
helpful for you, right?
It's
like 4:38.
That's his girlfriend.
No, it's not. Shut the fuck up.
Look at his mom.
He's not
gonna
lose any weight playing a video game.
Oh, you're on a different video. Like
What's she gonna say?
Oh, we gotta see that bathing because it's good.
I'm still not leaving my room.
I sent it back to you.
If you think
I think it's back here. I think I fucked up. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
I don't mind overeating and just going and throwing up in the back.
4:38.
Here we go.
I cannot physically bathe in a sit-down bathtub or stand-up shower area. Oh, this is slippery. Because I'm a bigger guy with like folds and flaps, and I have to move around like almost like a pig in a way and wallow. Huh?
He's probably
it's an odd analogy.
He's cleaning his dick right now. Look.
Roll over to get like the back of my leg. I have to lift up literal like pieces of skin.
And at no point did he say I'm done. Like this is enough.
No, he's already mad at Grandpa. Where the fuck's supper?
That's his dad.
Do you know how many calories I burnt getting in this fucking thing?
Yeah, he's hungry.
Cardio.
I'm lightheaded. So malnutrition. I'm lightheaded.
Two times when I've been kind of stuck in the shower and I couldn't get up.
Oh, like you, Bob.
Dion's
I sat
tub.
In there for like 9 hours. Just couldn't get up.
I was able to
unsuction yourself
to rock myself.
I can't ask my dad to get me up. And we were like, I was like, Dad, I'm afraid to get back in there again.
Nice tits.
So I got this thing I can buy.
Those are biceps.
Yeah, striations.
Now, are there any women? Do you think there's any good looking?
Oh, yeah.
Are there any good looking women? Like,
remember Squirmy and Grubs? It's like kind of like that.
But do you think there's any good looking women that like are would be like are turned in like
maybe not tens, but there's women that are attractive.
You'd find something.
And I get tired of it. He should be more active, but he's not. He's not. He's just there. He's just there. And I wait on him hand and foot, and I shouldn't do it, but I do.
Yeah, you're an enabler.
Yeah, it's your fault, fucking
I love
pops.
Him to death.
Yeah.
Doesn't he know he should get his hair wet
and
first?
And I feel obligated to wait on him. I shouldn't feel that way. I wished I didn't. I shouldn't, but I do.
He kind of looks like Rhett.
He does. That's why I wanted to show it.
I mean, he kind of, I mean, like, that's kind of Rhett looking right there.
Wished I didn't. I shouldn't, but I do.
Look, that's Rhett all day.
Rhett?
Yeah, Rhett.
What say you?
Rhett, what say
older
you?
Older brother?
You know, I can see a resemblance.
Yeah, exactly.
We're pretty much one and the same, man.
Me and my dad's relationship...
He probably likes bigger black girls, too.
He probably does.
It's kind of touch and go. Like, sometimes we'll have great moments together. And
other times when my dad gets his fucking bank statement and how much money he spent at McDonald's and shit... That's when the heat comes.
Recently, in these past like years, there's a lot of like negativity and anger and frustration.
Yeah, you drink it down.
You earn that beer.
Grandpa's fucking on to beers now.
He's on the vodka.
To where I need him to help me do things that just no parent wants to be doing.
Oh, God.
When you're in your 30s or whatever.
Oh my God.
Just pour it on my head.
On the head?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that supposed
check
to
it
be
out. Make
water?
Sure.
Yeah, just pour it on my head. Right, slowly.
I'm back.
Now he's gonna scream at him.
Yeah.
I need his help a little bit to clean myself. You know, wiping just
your butt.
My ass.
Yeah. Hey, I had
ass towel.
Yes.
I had
show
that
us the video immediately.
I can't reach everything on my back, and I can't reach everything below me. So, you know, it's whatever.
Whatever. I had an ass.
Sorry, Pops. I'm gonna need you to jerk me off right now.
I'm all for a man having surgery, and I know she needs it to save her life. But it's just a scary thing to think of.
Who?
All right.
I've never had surgery, never been anesthesia, something I've never even thought about. All those things are foreign to me, and it's scary.
I think everything...
So is salad.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Be careful.
He's awful demanding for fucking being like, you know.
Well, yeah.
He's
such a loser.
You that you might sure. slip. You hear
a lot of them are
be
like
careful,
this.
Son. All right.
Yeah. I would be like, son, I hope you slip, and I hope you knock your fucking head on the tile, and in your head's cracked open.
And leave you there for a while.
And I can call the cops about 7 hours later after you've bled out right. and say, I just found you here. Oh, God. Blitz, I would be fucking WD-40 in my fucking... I'd be laying
slick floor
shit down for that motherfucker take a lick. Cannot stand this motherfucker in a minute.
But drain your bank account.
There's a positive picture here.
I want him to have a normal life, and that's not normal. No, thanks.
So much for the erosion below the porch, too.
I can't go on the way they're going right now. I mean, we've got to make some drastic changes.
Oh yeah!
I sent you his now picture from like a year ago.
Is he good?
Is he looking?
That's him.
Hold on, right here.
Good for him.
Damn!
Right here's him.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, for real.
Yeah, he got on a big weight loss thing, but
yeah, he'll gain it all back. So,
but can I send you? I'm sorry, the last video because I think this would be a ret all day long.
We gotta fuck yeah!
We're getting ready to get done.
Oh no, we're not.
It's been a week since I talked to
Dr. Oh, we're just getting started.
Ret just came.
So did I.
Wait, I'm terrified.
This is an African American woman. Firefighters carry 700 pound man to mattress in the back of a van in my 600 pound life.
Not the house.
And it's a big, big African American girl.
She's juicy.
Years.
What's her name?
Juicy.
Been in a car
Octavia.
And even longer.
Octavia.
I didn't think it was a good idea.
Matthews.
And we have the van that I'm going to be
driving. She's doing tummy time.
Hold on. Now they're taking her.
Like a huge baby.
I'll be able to leave my apartment.
Hold on here.
Okay, turn. All right. One. Let's get her centered. Two.
That's like
three.
10 guys.
Tip it. Oh, God damn it. Please tip over.
It's like 10 strong guys.
Look at the suspension on that poor thing.
Earlier this time, took so much out of me. And I didn't realize how hard this was going to be.
So on the car.
With all this traveling on the second day. Because being loaded and unloaded.
Loaded and unloaded.
She's literally loaded in the back of a cargo van like you would like a big fucking sofa.
Oh, man.
Well, she's laying on a bed.
And now she's crying. Bitch, you're the one that got yourself here. It's not this guy.
I didn't realize how hard this is.
Guy's got to stop at the weight scales because his truck's too heavy for the highway.
So I'm just really glad I'm going to be there soon. But earlier this morning, I called Dr. Now. Since I'm so close.
Oh, Dr. Now. Oh, I love him. I fucking love Dr. Now.
He can make sure nothing. Hopefully, I'll be
he's
able
a badass.
To get
you
fat.
There he is. There he is.
Okay. If doing this. Our idea is to get Taryn and make sure she doesn't have any life-threatening issues. Okay, we finished right where you at.
Is this who?
This is Dr. Now.
Dr. Now.
692 pounds.
Oh, Blitz, they got the scales right on the bed now. Did you see that?
And see where
that's what Dr. Now does.
Oh, yeah. He's a bariatric doctor.
I understand that, but the scales are right on the bed.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hey, look.
Makes it a lot easier. It's the blanket, Doc.
692 pounds. Almost 700 pounds. That's very concerning. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of work to do. We started you on a 1,200 calorie a day diet so we can get your weight down.
Right.
And it's going to be very important for your weight loss that we get you active. So we're going to get you to go to rehab for a couple of months and see if we can build up some strength on your lower body that you can get up and walk and take some steps, okay?
Okay.
But after we do that, then you need to show me that you're willing to work hard like you need at home. So it's important for your friend to get...
Stop feeding you and see if you want to go around the block for a walk.
It was diet instruction so she understands what's going on because she still has some issue with her own weight. And I don't want her enabling you when you go home. So this is going to be an issue that...
Now, they put you on a 1,200-calorie diet, but Blitz, how do they know you're going to stick to it?
Well, they don't.
You know what I'm saying?
These are his savage moments.
Hello, Dr. Now.
How y'all doing?
Surviving.
He's all Texas.
Surviving, huh? So is that why you missed your last appointment?
Okay.
You just had your bypass about 2 months ago. And when you left the hospital, you were down to 546. So you lost only 9 pounds instead. But Renee has lost almost 50 pounds at the same time. And she hasn't even had her bypass yet. What in the world is going on with you?
I guess I'm eating the wrong things.
You well, think God it's dang. Funny? You have a gastric bypass.
I had a gastric bypass,
to
yes.
lose weight.
Is that
to lose weight.
Yeah. And you're not losing weight.
I don't eat a third what I
oh,
ate
just
before
answer
I had
the
that
question,
surgery.
Okay.
Then you're we're not asking talking me about questions that. That I don't understand no more than you understand.
What are you talking about? You're choosing to overeat and you think it's okay?
No, I don't think it's okay at all.
So what is going on?
I guess I'm not eating the right things.
Yeah, you're drinking milkshakes and shit.
It brings little boys to the yard.
Is that what brings the boys to the yard?
Yeah.
Brings me to the yard. I'll watch that shit all day.
What? My 600-pound life?
Yeah, it's my favorite show.
Doctor Now. You think when he was growing up in fucking Iran, he thought this is what he would do?
No. Just and I talk,
roasting
listen,
fat Americans.
Listen, Doc, don't talk shit to me, bitch.
Love it.
Fucking foreigner.
It's the
fuck out of
goddamn
here,
American dream right there.
Be America. I'll be a fat ass all I want. Talk shit to me.
How y'all doing?
I think this has been a great show.
Sure has.
Don't really even know what we talked about.
Enemas, fat people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
More fat people.
More fat people.
Enemas, fat people, more fat
Rhett
people. Look-likes. That's the best.
It's very Rhett-centric.
Yeah, this story here, I'll wait for Dan tomorrow because it was a woman who, reinstalled her hymen.
Yeah, she reinstalled it.
Mm-hmm. Like
an app.
I don't think I've ever taken a hymen.
No?
No.
No, mm-hmm.
You've never taken someone's virginity?
Nope. I've never fucked a girl that bled.
Me either.
I mean, period, but not hymen.
Well, it looks like
on
you
your
and
face.
I are, wait, Blitz and Rhett, have you? Because me and Bubba have it.
Blitz, Rhett?
Rhett says no.
How about you?
I mean, I guess I'll be part of the gang and say no.
Oh!
Hey. He took a V card!
No, he lied. He lied because he's afraid. Honest,
like, why would I be mad? I know we had a history before me.
No, hold on. Because every fucking 2 seconds, you're going to be wringing his neck. So, who was it? Who was it? Well, who did you take the hymen? When was it? When did you do it,
dude? I mean, if he was like a younger dude, or even not, whatever. If it was before me, it doesn't matter.
But you will ask, nonetheless.
Well, of course.
Okay, then. So he deferred, knowing that he's going to get fucking greased. Period. Because you're a greaser.
I said I did not.
Yeah. liar. Lummy, was there a new 1823 last night?
No, it starts February.
Because I got caught up, you know, that homeboys.
1823.
You okay over there?
I'm sorry. 1923. The last one I'm on is episode 4, where he just got a letter about coming back home.
Yeah, I believe it starts back in February. I believe it starts next weekend.
You really don't know. Let's be honest.
No, I'm actually.
You're what, buddy?
Yeah, Sunday, February 5th. My dad's birthday. See? Woo! I was right. Yeah. February 5th, it starts back
when
up.
When does Yellowstone kick back up? They're not even announcing it yet, are they?
They haven't announced it now.
June?
Yeah, they said summertime, pretty much.
Appreciate you appreciating this podcast.
Appreciate
your daily you. Download, yeah. Bye. We'll be putting a lot of stuff up on podcasts, making a big push for this week. A lot of exclusive stuff. So I appreciate you. Appreciating us. Appreciate you.